Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And I have Mateen today as my guest co-host. And my guest today is Bridget. So Bridget, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, guys. I always say Bridget Cutch, y'all. Hi, y'all. But I live in Metro Atlanta, and I've kind of lived all over the place because I was a military brat. But I've always enjoyed the Georgia for some reason. I like it here. And my background is in publishing and printing and marketing communications and corporate stuff, because it got to get the message out there properly. And that's kind of what I've helped people with.
Awesome. So can you talk more about specifically, you know, what you're doing today and really how you got to where you are?
Well, how I got to where I am, I was one of the early adopters of working remotely. People thought I was crazy. That's when the email and internet, thank God for that, right? And so I started doing that. I was in a business development and sales role in the beginning in my career. Really, publishers had their own printing equipment. People didn't realize that. And so we had to, so my role was to try to help fill open time. And so I was working remotely. I said, please let me do this, because we've got the email now. Back then, you couldn't send pictures, but it helped me help raise my kids, right? I had kids. And then eventually I got into a startup who we helped kind of disrupt the industry a little bit, and which is not bad, but they came to me to help because I knew all the connections with all the manufacturers and publishers and all that. And then I'm in this role now because in 2014, I was working for Pitney Bowes, and we were doing software as a solution, selling software. And then our division got bought out by a private equity firm. And you know what happened, right? So, but me and a bunch of others, it wasn't just me, we all got laid off. And partly, and I'm like, but I was bringing in jobs, right? I mean, you know, business, but that's the way it goes. And so I dealt with cancer again after that. And I'm like, okay, I can't look for a job. And it wasn't the right, I had to heal. And so my clients who knew me convinced me to start my own business, Gemini Media. And I just made that name up when I was like, okay. And you don't value yourself sometimes, right? Until you get into a situation like this. And it did help build confidence. And I started Gemini when I was going through cancer treatment. But what they did, they had me hire, these were companies at the time who needed help with managing these larger projects, because it's very complicated, meaning the communications, a lot of it was print media and so forth. I did help a little bit on, you know, software solutions, but that's for the partnership, but that's what they trusted me on. And I knew I worked in every aspect of it, you know, the publishing side, the printing, the manufacturing and marketing aspect. So that kind of helped them return on investment, right? Not just on RRI, I should say. It's also about return on ideas. So I gave them some ideas on how to change things. And so they were open to that. So that's kind of how I got started. And when COVID happened, 2020, that was scary because clients didn't know what to do. Nobody knew what to do. And it did affect the supply chain. I'm sure you've heard of that. But 2023 exploded in a good way for printed material, which is funny. People wanted things in their hands, and we were able to get the material better, meaning the paper. And still, people are still consolidating. And then you've got this AI stuff that's came out earlier this year. It's not it's ChatGPT. It's not conversational AI. What's it called? Generative?
AI. Yeah.
Right. And I learned, so I kind of wanted to embrace that too, because people are so afraid of it. I'm like, you've got to understand it, because this is where we're headed. I mean, that's my opinion. It's not going to take away writing. It does help come up with some ideas. And I did get certified in conversational AI with, you ever heard of maven.com? Maven is a platform where you do cohort courses. And I know one of the founders, I met her through Seth Godin. Anyway, so I decided I need to understand this. And the people teaching that course came from Google, and the other one came from Amazon, who did the Alexa stuff. So I had to, you got to understand it. It is kind of scary. I was like, oh crap. But then at the same time, I saw how the writing was. But it'll get better eventually. I know I'm not paying for the version that you have to pay for, but I'm trying to help my clients to understand it, right? You got to be able to use it properly. And I think you got to be careful too, which I learned too from those instructors, that they got originally the information from Reddit platform. That's where they get a lot of the info from. But I'm sure the content is growing because people are prompting it so much. But that's kind of where, you know, people are like, okay, but printing hasn't been reduced, which is good. People want the physical stuff. But then people are like, oh my God, they're going to, you know, how am I going to write? But you still have to make it sound like a human. You still have to tweak it. But I think I'm just trying to help people learn about that aspect too. And I'm also involved in health advocacy because of the health issues. So it's a lot of different, I'm considered a multifaceted person because of my interests, but it always still evolves around communications, right? It's really, it's how to use the words properly, the language. Yes.
So what would you say, can you talk a little more about the client, you know, I guess, journey working with you? So if a client's going to work with you, like, what does that look like? I guess from, you know, step one to like what you're actually, the value that you're able to offer them that they're going to, you know, work with your agency.
That's a good point. It depends on what their needs are, right? And I have a conversation with them at first to see what their needs are. And if I can't help them, I'm on it. I will refer them to somebody else. And like today, earlier last week, I spoke to somebody who needs help with like children's book series, right? And so I'm like, what do you want? What are your expectations, right? That's kind of what it is, to develop a help them with a plan. And I will help with, I manage projects a lot because it is complicated and overwhelming, and people don't know all the steps. So, right. So it just depends sometimes I help with like copy editing. Right. Sometimes I don't design. I can refer them to a designer. That's not my thing. I recommend, you know, a lot of my clients have me manage their projects. So they'll pay me to manage these larger projects, business to business projects, if that makes sense. And because a lot of people don't have staff to handle this. I think a lot of it from people, I should say quitting, but they just don't have my knowledge and the value that I have, and to look at the return on ideas. Hopefully that helps. So I help manage like with a large print project, for example. I'll help manage the whole process and help develop a schedule because they don't understand that. And where is it going to be distributed to, right? I help with that. I don't help with marketing much, even though that is my previous background. But most of them, I discovered that I'm very detail oriented, and that's probably why I got into project management. I'm not certified in it, but I'm just understand the steps that you got to consider, especially with deadlines and things like that. That they pay me to manage. There's a fee for me to manage something like that. And if I am involved in the editing, there's an, you know, editing charge, if that makes sense. And there's also, like I said, designers. I don't get referral fees or anything. I just want to be honest with people because it's I understand that how some people want to do that, but I just don't do it.
Makes sense. So essentially, you know, and what you're doing, you mentioned obviously AI playing a role in your business. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Like, obviously AI has, you know, as you mentioned, like a lot of good and bad use cases, but, you know, how does it help you? I mean, besides even copywriting, do you use it for different use cases? Have you thought about even chatbots or different features? You know, even communicating with your clients, like, what does that look like?
I haven't used it to communicate with my clients. I played around with it a little bit on some of the different platforms. Feedback I've received from people is they want to make sure it sounds like they're talking to a person. I think that's what people are like on LinkedIn. You know, you got to make sure you're personalizing it. And now I have a podcast too, and I've used ChatGPT to help me summarize it faster. Does that make sense? I've used Otter AI to upload the audio or whatever, and you get a transcript, and then it just helps a little bit. I mean, I do have a VA help me, a virtual assistant, But that's kind of what I've used it for. And I'm trying to, I haven't charged anybody yet for this because I just got certified in this. I think it was in May and then I went on vacation, sorry. And then I had a book release. But I also had someone had me be part of their beta reader of their book. I can't remember the name of the book, so sorry. But it's about how you prompt it. The prompt engineering is really what it's about. And that's what, maybe that's, you know, I could do that down the road. Because I'm very open. To me, ChatGPT, it's amazing the ideas that you ask it the right kind of questions or how to, the information you get back. And it helps outline. I've actually helped it outline some blog posts. Not write it, but it does. But you have to prompt it properly because some people, they get frustrated with it. Like, how did you ask it to?
No, that's the thing. It's like people don't use, like you have to use your own brain and to come up with something. Because if you don't, the thing you're going to come up with is not going to be any good.
No, and that's why they get frustrated. And it doesn't know who I can't say act like Bridget. It doesn't know me that way. But I do ask. I do, because I do kind of like add a little humor in my stuff. Because I like to, it makes it more human. And I'll say, add some humor and got to be more specific of what kind of, you know, depends on the topic. Yeah, I've never asked it to use sarcasm because I don't know what that would be. But that sarcasm can, you know, can be ugly. But I do like, that's really what it is. That's why I learned how to do this, got certified in it, because I want to be able to offer that as well. Or some, show people how to use it. Right. And it's conversational is different than what ChatGPT does. But a lot of websites, I mean, people don't realize this AI has been around for a long time, forever. Okay. We're just now, I think ChatGPT is what brought it to light, if that makes sense.
No, definitely. So in terms of the clients that you're working with, can you talk a little bit more about, you know, first, I guess, industry, and second, where they're located? Are you mostly serving people like in the Atlanta area or all over the U.S.?
So I'm all over the U.S., but most of my clients actually are in the Northeast and Southeast and in the Midwest. It's based on my connections. I get a lot of referrals, but my clients, for example, are nonprofits, training companies, because I'm got to think about people who need the physical media usually. That's because that's my expertise. And then I help small publishers, right? Because they don't have the, like I said, the staff. So I'm in a way, independent contractor. That's kind of, and I, Gemini Media, I just use that name. I've helped publish a couple things for other people using Gemini as the publisher, but the author, I let them have the copyright, not me.
Makes sense.
That's what I believe is where we're headed. This print on demand has been helpful. It's been, in the beginning, it was not good quality, but the quality's gotten better. And so I kind of help guide people down that road if they want me to help. I don't do a whole lot of publishing, but that's something I'm open to as well. But I do my own publishing, right? But I've helped, but the publishing I have done is related to health stuff.
Nice. So in terms of publishing, are you working with audiobooks or, and you mentioned that you have like your own podcast, or is it just physical hard copy?
I do. I help with ebooks. I have not only have a couple of audiobooks of my own, but I have, and I recorded it myself. I know some people will hire narrators, and people have said that I should do narration for some, but I have not. And that's something thank you for bringing that up. I should do consider that. I have the right equipment for it. And that's why I started podcasting, because I bought the right equipment for my first audio book. But I do help with ebooks, because that's what's so cool now. It just depends on some people want the physical book and some people want the ebook and some people want the audio book. But I think audiobooks are becoming very popular because it's kind of in a way like a podcast, right? And people just want to hear voices. And if people who want to write books, some people, I think simply just to record yourself, that's a good way to get started. You don't have to actually write it. And that's another way you can use ChatGPT to help summarize it for you. You know what I'm saying? Based on what you're telling it, if that makes sense. And I'm trying not to get, you know, some people are so still afraid of it. I don't know that much. I'm not a video editor, but I'm actually a word editor. You know what I'm saying? The content. People are saying video editing could be affected by it. Yeah. I don't get involved. I refer people to video editors. I don't do that.
So what's the bigger advice you wish you knew before you started your business?
That's good. Well, I wish I had hired a virtual assistant earlier because I tried to do it all myself, right? You try to cut corners with that, you can bite yourself in the foot when you do that. You've got to hire people. I hired somebody to help me do the video editing. I was trying to do it myself. That's so stupid. You know what I'm saying? I should say stupid. That's not my skill is I can talk and I can edit words, but the video is just a different thing. And that's why I wished I had hired someone to help me sooner, right? And that would open up more time. We only have so much time, right?
That's true. That's true. But do you think that, like, obviously, if you're like a VA, do you think there's any places where technology could help your business? Obviously, you mentioned AI, but maybe use case in terms of day-to-day tasks.
Yeah, the one I have, she helps me on certain specific topics, meaning like she helps me get another podcast and she helps get stuff for blog ideas for me. I started blogging originally personally, but yeah, I mean, AI is a good way to do it, to be honest with you. But again, maybe AI is my VA 2.0 because I do use it more than I realize. But I learned that I've talked to other writers, by the way. I've done writing for other people, but that's not my main thing. They do it too. They're getting ideas from it. That helps them with their clients, right? So that's in a way a virtual assistant.
Makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
For my business? Well, I'm also playing around with film too. I hope my book is written. My book is in got a script done, and I hope to have that purchased because right now we got the strike going on with the actors and the writers in the film industry. But I hope that'll be picked up. That's my goal. I had played around with that too, because I like telling stories. And I want to be able to do more, be able to help people more get their books out there. People who just think about it, but don't do it. And they don't, maybe I got coach, maybe. But people say that I'm very energetic and compassionate about helping them get through stuff. And that is, I would probably want to do more of that, help not just with the corporate stuff, but help actual people who want to do, my background is business to business, right? And help more people, authors who want to get their book out there. And it can be just audio, guys, right? It doesn't have to be a print version. And that's a great point that you guys brought up. They just need to get their story out there. And people love hearing stories. And when I started doing my podcast, it was an offshoot of my first book. Then all of a sudden I started getting more authors on my podcast because they wanted to share their stories and that kind of, so I think that's really a good thing. Just I'm the storyteller. I've always kind of been that way. And I'm learning, you got to adapt. That's what I want to do. Help more authors get their story out there.
That's awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or best way to get in contact with you?
The best way to reach out to me is on, you go to my website, bridgetcutchall.com, and it's BRIGITTECUTSHALL.com. It's really pronounced Brigitte, but I say Bridget in the US, my mother, but that's the best way to reach me, or on LinkedIn. And on my website, you can reach me by email. Or LinkedIn is the best place. I'm not on Facebook, really.
Sounds good. Well, Bridget, I want to say thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully, you keep serving more authors and people that just want to get their stories and ideas published. It's an amazing mission, so keep it up. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Have a good rest of your Labor Day.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Dan.
All right, thanks. All right. Bye. All right.
Bye.